you have your Bibles, if you would, open them with me to 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to continue the series that I began 5 weeks ago that I call Victorious Living. And we had 1 week where we had Reverend Gall minister. So this is actually the fourth lesson in the series. And hopefully you're learning some things that are having an impact on your life for the better. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, two verses that we've used as a foundation. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, we looked at this passage in our first lesson, and we saw that it is the will of God that we overcome. Everybody say overcome.
Overcome.
The word overcome is a Greek word nikeo, and it means to overcome, it means to conquer, it means to get the victory. Well, the only way you will conquer and overcome and get victory in your life is by your faith. Faith in God's word.
Amen.
But in order for you to live a victorious lifestyle, there are some things that we have to do. And that's what we're sharing in this series. And I'm tailoring this to touch upon some areas that often go neglected. And they have a great bearing on our ability to live a victorious lifestyle. Now, we also looked at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And this is where it says, "Behold, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. I lay before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live." And we've seen this through these lessons. Number one, that our victory in Christ is already accomplished.
Amen.
It's finished. It is accomplished in Jesus by what He did in His redemptive work. But it's manifest in our lives by what we know and what we practice. Victory is already accomplished, but it's manifest in our lives by what we know and what we practice. And then we also saw from Deuteronomy chapter 30 that victory is not automatic. It's based upon choices and decisions. Now, when God makes it so plain as to say, "Look, I'm laying before you life and death, blessing and cursing, pick one." Which one are you going to pick if you got half a brain? Life,
amen.
Blessing. Are you with me?
Yes.
But many times through ignorance and by wrong choices, we end up picking death and destruction.
Amen.
And it's not God's fault.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Just because you name the name of Jesus and go to MGCC or Second Baptist or Shiloh or Erie Christian Fair, or any church, you pick the church. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You pick the denomination, you pick the nameplate. Just because you go there doesn't mean you'll live a victorious life.
Amen.
But if you learn to develop your faith in God's Word and make right choices, you can live and walk in victory. Amen?
Amen.
Now, turn with me, if you would, to Proverbs chapter 11. And I'm going to touch upon an obscure verse and explain it to you in such a way that I think you'll get this. And it'll be a great blessing to you. This is one area where often people miss it and thus forfeit the blessing of God in their life. Notice Proverbs chapter 11. We'll look at one verse. We'll read one half of one verse. Verse 29. Notice what it says. "He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind." Now, that's a strange verse, kind of obscure. We can understand a little bit about troubling your own house, but what does it mean to inherit the wind? Well, when you inherit the wind, you really inherit not much. Are you with me? Nothing of any substance. In other words, there are certain things that you can do in your own house that'll cause you to forfeit the blessing of God or not walk and live in victory. In other words, you'll be left with nothing of any real substance. Everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
That's not what God has called us to experience. Now, we're going to touch on this some more, and I know we're going to bounce around, but turn with me now to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, or nothing of any real substance.